Dr. William Pinsky. Yes, and Dr. Beatrice Wills, they are my special guests. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you also.
And
good morning.
Great to have you both with us. And I have got some things here that are troubling, that's for sure. And I just ask you these questions. Is it true that by the year 2032... the United States will face a shortage of physicians, according to some estimates? Is that policy the truth?
Yes. So obviously, it's a very good question with very concerning implications. And the best we can tell from current research in history of physicians in the United States, I would say that it's absolutely possible. It's very true. But also, I would add to it that it's not just the number of physicians, it's also the distribution of the physicians when we're talking about urban, inner city, urban, and also rural areas as well. We already have an access issue to proper health care in those settings, and those are the ones who will be even more critically affected by the impending shortage.
You know, when you read some of this and you look at it and you talk about it, you wonder if it's the truth, because if it is, we are truly in great danger.
Well, I think that you know, in the United States, the medical education community has been attempting to address this. You know, in the last decade or so, the number of U.S. medical schools and the size of the U.S. medical schools has gone up dramatically. We also need to increase the number of residency training positions as well. Because that needs to occur to get the increased number of doctors that we need fully trained. And this is why, one of the reasons why international medical graduates are so important for the United States. It's the old supply and demand situation. And right now, we cannot produce enough physicians in the United States to meet the current needs of the population, let alone in the future. 25% of all practicing physicians, of licensed physicians in the United States, have gone to medical school outside of the United States and Canada. A few of those are U.S. citizens, but the vast majority are people like Dr. Wills, who's here with me today, are from other countries. And they choose to come here for training because it's well known that the quality of medical education training in the United States is the tops. And so the brightest of the bright want to come here. And as we all know, that during the residency and fellowship training programs, the trainees are also caring for patients. And that also is very important to access as well.
So we do. We do have a problem, and then there's another story about cancer cases in this country. At the same time, the number of cancer cases in this country is expected to rise by 45%. Is that the truth?
So I'm going to turn your question over to Dr. Wills, who's having just finished her medicine residency program at Johns Hopkins, is starting her hematology oncology fellowship at Sloan Kettering. So I'll let her address your question.
Thanks, Dr. Pinsky. Yes, that's actually true. As the population ages, we are more prone to suffer from cancer. So that's actually one of the reasons that I decided to pursue oncology. There's an increasing need for hematology oncology physicians. There's many reasons that I could possibly go on to why cancer diagnosis is increasing. We also have better tools to diagnose cancer early, but it's really important that we as a population are aware that cancer is growing, and hopefully just get participate in the screening programs that physicians and primary care physicians offer to prevent cancer.
So what you're saying then is, with what information that the medical profession has, that we can very well reach this particular goal of 45%, and that too is certainly scary, to say the least.
Yes, that's absolutely true. That is scary, but as long as we really go to our doctors regularly, as long as we live a healthy life, as long as we prevent and avoid things like smoking, I think we will be able to stay and live a healthy life. But cancer will continue to grow as the population ages.
Well, I thank the both of you, Dr. Pinsky and Dr. Wills.